This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Welcome to Rico Bronya, episode number 614. I'm disappointed. That would be the phrasing I would use. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm not going to scream and yell. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that the New York Mets did not even pursue Kazuma Okamoto. And if you're not aware, Okamoto signed a 4-year, $60 million contract with the Toronto Blue Jays. And throughout this offseason, as we've talked about fits and talked about who should be added, and certainly after losing Pete Alonso, replacements, not necessarily for Pete, but for how to make up for the lack of offensive production, to improve this team defensively, to be a little bit more right-handed, we've talked about a ton of names. And I have been a fan of Okamoto. Now, I've admitted when it comes to Japanese ballplayers, we don't know. There is an air of uncertainty when bringing someone over from Japan. We don't know if they're going to duplicate those numbers. We don't know if they're going to get better. We don't know if they're going to get worse. We don't know what's going to happen. And I know that, which is why I'm not screaming and yelling, which is why I can't stand here, you know, red-faced, my face turning blue or red or whatever, screaming and yelling about how did you not sign him? I'm disappointed because in theory, Okamoto made so much sense. Like, you're talking about a right-hand hitter who puts the bat on the ball, who can play first base and third base and can do it at a high level, which gives this team great flexibility if you bring him in. He has shown power in Japan to hit into the mid-30s and high 30s. hit for a high batting average. I mentioned as a right-hand hitter. And ultimately, the contract he got is reasonable. $15 million a year for a guy who, in theory, could hit 40 home runs and drive in 110 runs. And if that's the case, then $15 million is an absolute steal. Now, what if I'm wrong? What if the scouts are wrong? What if Okamoto comes over here and he doesn't perform? Then, yeah, it's a bloated contract, but it's $15 million a year. It's not $25 million a year. It's not a seven-year contract. And unlike Murakami, who I wasn't as drawn in by, I think there's less bust potential with a guy like Kazuma Okamoto. And so what I am confused about, why were the Mets not interested? Why were the Mets not strongly linked to him? Why were they not pursuing him? Like, I just gave you the basic facts about the ballplayer. Can you honestly tell me that doesn't fit the New York Mets right now? Let me start off with third base. We all like what Brett Beatty did last year. Brett Beatty has earned being the starting third baseman for the New York Mets in 2026 and likely will be that guy. But Brett Beatty hasn't put together full seasons. Brett Beatty could very easily lose that job by the middle of June. You need to protect yourself in case that happens. Well, a guy like Okamoto can play third base. You protect yourself. Okamoto can play first base. Right now, the Mets don't have a first baseman. And I get it, because I'm going to get a lot of people texting me and emailing me and calling me saying, Evan, Polanco's the first baseman. Just get it through your head. I got it through my head. I disagree with it. And we're still early enough in the offseason in terms of players that are available where he doesn't need to be. I'm expressing to you not what I think is going to happen, but what I don't want to have happen. I don't want Jorge Polanco to play 80% of the time at first base. I don't want it. I like him as a designated hitter. I like him as a guy who can play a little second base, a little third base, and yes, even a little first base. I don't want him to be the most of the time first baseman. Okamoto could have been that guy. There's even talk about Okamoto playing the outfield. Could the Mets not use a guy that can play the outfield? I think I promised I wasn't going to scream. And I'm not screaming. And I'm not even angry. I'm disappointed. And I also know that we don't know what this player is going to be. And so, yes, there's a chance 6 months from now or a year from now, you can go back to episode 614 and say, hey, remember that episode, Ev, where you were disappointed and the Mets not signing Kazuma Okamoto? Well, he's a 225 hitter. Maybe the Mets knew more than you. And maybe they do. Maybe they do. But this team still has holes. I think the Japanese market can be very productive if you make the right decisions. And the Mets don't even appear to be interested. And I'm confused by why. Let's take a look at Imai, who signed a few days earlier. The Mets could use starting pitching. They have done nothing to address their starting pitching. And here is a guy who, A, has put up some great numbers in Japan. Again, we don't know how that translates. We don't know how if he needs 5 days rest, 6 days rest, the way Senga has. But he's been good. He's been effective. He's not old. He's still in his 20s. He came out and said, I don't want to join the Dodgers. I want to beat the Dodgers. And instead of, you know, I'm not telling you the Mets had to blow him away. They weren't even linked to him. Why? He ends up signing a 3-year contract with Houston in which there are opt-outs every year, in which there are incentives in the contract. Why would you not have given that to him? Like, if the Mets had signed Imai to the same contract he signed with Houston, I think most of us would have been like, hey, that's great. I love that. That almost fits the David Stearns playbook. Don't give out a long-term contract. You got a guy in his 20s. There really isn't a lot of risk involved. And if he turns out to be what he showed he could be in Japan, he opts out, and then he's gone after a year. But guess what? At least you got a good year out of him. And so what I'm trying to figure out between Imai and Okamoto, and not as much Murakami, because I understood why they weren't linked as strongly to Munetaka Murakami. I get it. We'll see what he turns into. He could end up hitting 55 home runs for all we know. I thought that Amai and Okamoto specifically served as a way for the Mets to improve their roster, to bring in guys who are younger than most free agents on contracts that are probably less than the potential of what the player can be. And yet, it didn't seem like the Mets were in the Japanese market at all. And I'm a little confused by it. You know, we learned this from the Dodgers that signing a Japanese player or two could lead to more talent coming over here and it being a destination for players. So there's the plus of not just adding a good player, but the plus of maybe making your team more desirable to all this talent that comes over from Asia. And the Mets weren't involved. And the Okamoto thing bothers me more than even the Amai thing, just because of what this team needs. Like, the idea of a third baseman, first baseman who can maybe play the outfield, who's a right-hand hitter, who's got some pop, makes contact, hits for a high batting average, and is still in his 20s, feels ideal. Feels a lot better of a fit than Christian Walker, who I've talked about, and I wouldn't mind him. And believe it or not, even feels like a better fit than Kyle Tucker, who some Met fans are drooling over, because Kyle Tucker is going to cost you so much. So much in years, so much in money. And this player isn't. It's a four-year deal at $15 million a year. So the only theory I can come up with, and we'll find out if I'm right about it based on the way the rest of the offseason is going, is that they really don't want to give out contracts longer than 2 years. They don't want to do it. When you look, or 3 years, 2-3 years is basically their limit. That's how it feels. And when you look at who they've added, when you look at the Nimmo contract and moving it for the Simeon contract, when you look at Devin Williams on a 3-year deal, when you look at Luke Weaver on a 2-year deal, when you look at Polanco on a 2-year deal, that's what they're telling you, 2 or 3 years. They're not going further than that. And so as I sit here doing this Rico with you, and we are recording this at about 1 o'clock in the morning, because I really wanted to get this off my chest. And I said to Hoff, I want to talk about this. Like, the Amai thing, I don't even think I brought up on the last Rico. It's the Okamoto thing that's bothering me, that I'm disappointed in, and is creating the questions that I'm trying to figure out, and we're all trying to figure out, is what is going on here? Is really the question. Like, what am I missing? And I am convinced it's the years thing. This is not about the Mets not wanting to spend, as I've talked about before. I think they're willing to spend. I do not think they want to be committed to long-term contracts, which leads to the follow-up. Is it the theory that many of you guys have had out there that this is related to the CBA and related to a potential lockout and related to a potential salary cap? Is it that? Is it just David Stearns wants flexibility? David Stearns knows, I've got Lindor signed for 1 million years. I've got Soto signed for 1 million years. I don't want to have a lot of guys signed to long-term contracts. Is it a belief in the farm system where some guys may contribute this year, like Carson, I think they're banking on contribute, but that they look deeper at their farm system and they see AJ Ewing and they see Jacob Reimer and they see Ryan Clifford and they say, those guys are going to contribute. They're going to be good and they're going to be up here. Maybe not this year, but in the next 2 or 3 years, which again leads you back to why they don't want to give out these long-term contracts.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
So is it the CBA? Is it what I just talked about with the farm system that they have? Is it that they just don't deem any of these guys worth it? But that's kind of the working theory I'm going with now. And look, it'll be proven one way or the other. If they go out and sign Cody Bellinger to a five-year contract, that was wrong. If they sign Kyle Tucker, who I'm adamant the Mets are not signing, and anytime you hear their name associated with him, I think it's a complete smoke. They are not signing Kyle Tucker. I mean, I know I've said some things on the radio and on the podcast that have turned out to be wrong. Specifically, they will not trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks. And I was very wrong about that one. I don't think I'm going to be wrong about the Kyle Tucker thing. So it feels like there's a hesitation to go long term. That's where it feels right now in terms of where the Mets are at in terms of signing players. And we'll find out based on the rest of this offseason. But what worries me is that how are you going to improve this roster enough? I was going to say specifically in the lineup, but even in the rotation, how are you going to improve this rotation, which they have done nothing to improve so far on? And how are you going to add the bats that they need, considering what they've lost offensively from Pete Alonso, from Brandon Nimmo, even from Jeff McNeil? I know they've replaced some of that with Marcus Semien and Jorge Polanco. How do you do that without giving out a contract longer than 3 years? And if I'm right that they are sticking to 2 or 3 years, I mean, you can cross Cody Bellinger off the list. That's a fantasy too. And it feels like the Mets have gone nowhere close. I mean, it sounds like the Yankees are the only team that's made that competitive offer for Bellinger, and Scott Boras is doing what he did last year with Pete, where he's basically trying to get the Yankees to negotiate against themselves because there isn't a robust market for Bellinger as versatile a player as he is. So you're not getting Cody Bellinger if my theory is right, that they are just not going past 2 or 3 years. You're not. You're obviously not signing Kyle Tucker. So who are you adding? It goes to the trade market, maybe trades that we don't see coming. But as of right now, for every Met fan who was sitting here early January saying, what are they doing? When are they going to make moves? I think they are sticking to not giving out 2 or 3 year deals. A couple of other thoughts about Japan and Japanese ball players. I got a little trivia question for you, Hoff. If you look at all 30 Major League Baseball teams, and I said to you, which team has had the most Japanese players on their team? Who do you think that team is?
Dodgers recently, but I think the Yankees are up there too, no?
Good guess. The LA Dodgers have had 12 Japanese players in their history. That was a very good guess. It is not the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The Red Sox? No.
The Red Sox. I mean, yeah, you're thinking of Daisuke Matsuzaka, who was there. You're thinking of the outfielder who's there right now. I forget his name. Masataka Yoshida.
Yoshida.
Masataka Yoshida. It is not the Boston Red Sox.
And you said it wasn't the Yankees?
It's not the New York Yankees. It's not the Los Angeles Dodgers. Who is it?
It's got to be the Mets then, though.
It's the New York Mets. Can you believe that? And you know what's so crazy about that? So the Mets have had 15 Japanese players in their history. Most of them were not very good. Like, the Mets have had 15 Japanese players. And I'm probably thinking to myself, and you're thinking to yourself, all right, who's the best? Now, of the 15 that they had, 9 of them were signed straight from Japan, and then others like Hideo Nomo were brought over here after playing for another team. So they played for another team from Japan and then came to the Mets. Here are the guys the Mets brought from Japan. Takashi Kashiwada, who I'll never forget, he was a left-handed reliever and was the first Japanese player that the Mets brought over. You've got Masato Yoshi, who I think we all have fond feelings towards. In 1999, he actually started game one of both playoff series, if memory serves correct, the Arizona series and the Atlanta series. Tsuyoshi Shinjo, who is most remembered for the rumors that came out that he was doing adult films back in Japan. Did you ever hear that rumor?
Yeah. That is bright yellow hair, right? Didn't he have like orange hair?
He had bright hair. He was also the last person to wear 5 before David Wright.
Good one.
Satoru Komiyama, who I don't remember that much. He was a pitcher. Kaz Matsui, which was just a disaster. Ken Takahashi, Hisanori Takahashi, Ryota Igarashi, right-handed reliever, and then Kodai Senga. So of the guys that the Mets have had, would you say Kodai Senga is the best Japanese player the Mets have ever had to come over from Japan and then play for the New York Mets?
Yo, how good was Yoshi again? I mean, I know he was significant for like a year, right? I mean, he was decent. He had a good year or two.
He was solid, but here, I'll give you his numbers. So Masato Yoshi was with the Mets in 98 and 99. In 98, he made 29 starts, 6-8 record, 3.93 ERA, 171 innings. And then the following year, 1999, made 29 starts again, 174 innings, 4.40 ERA. So he was an innings eater, but high 3, low 4 ERA. I would say the answer is Kodai Senga.
Yeah, which is crazy to think because, I mean, he does pitch well when he pitches. He just doesn't pitch anymore.
Well, yeah, when he pitches and prior to the injury. That was the whole thing. But yeah, isn't that kind of crazy that the Mets have actually had the most Japanese players of any team in baseball, and yet our history of Japanese players is actually not very good?
Oh, wait. So who are the last 6 that we had that were from other teams? So Nomo? Right.
I'm going to give you the entire list. So we've got Shintaro Fujinami, who is the right-handed pitcher who used to pitch for the Oakland A's and the Baltimore Orioles, the reliever.
Did he ever pitch for us?
Yeah, like a year ago.
He did?
Yeah.
Like actually in a game?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he did. Fact check me. Go to Baseball Reference. I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't think he ever came up.
Norichika Aoki, the outfielder, who came over late in one of the lost seasons we had. Daisuke Matsuzaka, who we talked about earlier, ended up pitching for the Mets. He was the human rain delay, man. Like, he would take forever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
To throw. Shingo Takatsu, a reliever who pitched for the Chicago White Sox. Kaz Ishihi, who pitched for the LA Dodgers, soft-tossing lefty. And then, of course, Hideo Nomo, who is one of the most famous players to come over from Japan. And the Mets acquired him in 1998, I think was it. 1999, I think, is when Nomo was here. It was obviously past his, you know, brilliance that he had with the Dodgers, and also prior to him pitching a no-hitter, which he ended up pitching. But yeah, he was with the Mets in 1998, made 16 starts, was 4-5 with a 4.82 ERA, and then was gone. So he was very briefly a Met, was not that effective. He's the biggest name of anybody who came over from Japan and pitched for the Mets. But obviously his great success was a few years earlier with the Dodgers when he was the rookie of the year and got Cy Young votes.
So, by the way, just for your FYI, if he pitched in like spring training, I'm not sure about, but Shintaro Fujinami never actually got into a game with the Mets in 2024.
Yeah. Really? Never got it? So I stand corrected. So he shouldn't count that if that's the case.
Yeah, that's BS. Scratch him right off that list.
He's off the list. But would you not agree the greatest player the Mets ever had from Japan is Kodai Senga, and it's not even close.
This goes back to my whole, you know what? The Mets' best DH has been like Daniel Vogelbach or, you know, one of those things.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So I was hoping the Mets would change their history in Japan by bringing in a player that maybe could make an impact. And unfortunately, that is not the case. It's also kind of fascinating that baseball has not really shown a great interest. I'm talking about the 30 major league clubs, the 29 other than the Mets. There was not a hot market for either of these guys that we talked about. Like Akimoto settling for 4 years, 60 feels low. The contract that Imai got felt low. And then Munetaka Murakami was a guy who a year ago was considered like the free agent. We had heard about him a year in advance, and he had to settle for a short-term contract with the Chicago White Sox. So it wasn't just the Mets. It was teams in general. And I have a theory, and Rob Manfred's not going to like this theory. So maybe you can give it to him when you see him in a couple of days, because Rob's coming in and he's going to be on the new Carton Show with Craig Carton and Chris Big Mac McMonagle. But it kind of feels like this offseason, including the Japanese market, it feels like there's collusion going on. I got to be honest with you. And I know that baseball has been caught with their hands in the cookie jar before, collusion certainly in the 1980s, but there's no market for these guys. Why? Doesn't that kind of feel weird? There's no market for Kyle Tucker. Doesn't that kind of feel weird? There was an early market for a couple of players, so I can't say it was universal, but it kind of feels like the market is deflated, and maybe it's just every owner on their own saying, hey, there could be a lockout, but this is a sport that in the past, in its history, has had this. They've had the collusion before, and it just feels odd to me that three impact players from Japan all just got very minimal offers considering their track record over there and considering the impact that the Japanese player has had over the last couple of years. Obviously, we just saw a World Series that was incredibly impacted by guys who just came over. I'm not even talking about Otani. I'm talking about Yamamoto. You would think that there would be a greater market. So, I don't know. Maybe this will come out in 3 or 4 years. Obviously, every owner and the commissioner will deny it. No way this is happening. But there does feel like a lot of collusionary kinds of things going on right now during this offseason.
But now, again, I am not one that's saying this is the case. But again, is it because of the potential lockout? Like, is that part of it?
See, that's the thing. And this is the slippery slope of this. If every owner on their own is deciding, hey, we don't want to spend because of the uncertainty, that isn't collusion. Collusion is when everyone gets together and says, ah, here's what we're going to do. And so it's very difficult to prove. And that's why I'm not even saying it's happening. I'm saying it feels like it's happening. Like I'm a baseball fan describing the market and looking at specifically those three Japanese players and saying, I'm kind of confused by it. They're young. They had massive numbers over there. We've seen guys come over and make a big impact. It feels odd. That's all I'll say. But from a Mets standpoint, I'm a little disappointed. I'm disappointed in not signing Okamoto. And I think like most Met fans, I'm starting to get antsy saying, all right, what are you going to do, David Stearns? What are you going to do to make an impact?
Well, you know, and this is something I had a conversation with yesterday on my show, or this morning on my show, or whatever it is right now. No, it was yesterday.
Depends on when you're listening to this podcast. It may have been a week ago, Hoff.
It could have been. Good point. Either way, point is, I think David Stearns is getting the rude awakening that he's in New York. I think in Milwaukee, maybe this is just my perception of it. Milwaukee, I believe that other teams are like, you know what? They're not a big market team. They're not going to look to spend a lot of money. So if you want to have, you know, certain players that he's going for or whatever it is, you're not going to be spending a lot of money there. He's not going to do it. It is what it is. You're in New York now. You're playing with a different checkbook. So people aren't going to give you the benefit of the doubt. They're not going to say, we're going to, you know, hey, Steve Cohen, or not Steve Cohen, but David Stearns, you want to have a 3-year, you know, limit to how much you want to spend. Well, then you're going to overspend to get me for the 3 years.
Right.
I'm not just going to come to you. You want me? Mets are still not the hot ticket. I don't care what you say. You know, Juan Soto's here, but they're not as sexy as you may think.
And the other thing that's going on right now, and I don't think this is impacting free agents, but it's certainly worth talking about, and that's the continuous story about the Met locker room. Like, the stories about the Met locker room won't go away to the point where the New York Post will interview Bat Boys to get them to comment on the Met locker room from 2025. And they basically spoke to a Bat Boy. His name is Paul Blackburn, who pitched for the New York Mets in parts of 24 and 25. I'll read you some of the Blackburn quotes about the Met locker room. This is from the New York Post. Blackburn declined to get into specifics with the New York Post on Saturday regarding the Mets clubhouse issues, but he did say the clubhouse in 2024 compared to last year was definitely different. I wouldn't say guys were in there throwing blows or anything like that, but it definitely had a different vibe.
When I came over in 24, JD Martinez and Jose Iglesias had a big impact on everyone in there, and everyone vibed together. Those were the guys that helped the clubhouse mesh, and last year, those guys weren't there. Blackburn also went on to say, I feel like they really needed to make a change, and they made it. It was definitely a different clubhouse. This is him talking about the Yankee clubhouse. It was definitely a different clubhouse than I've ever been a part. Well, actually, let me get this straight. This is still about the locker room with the New York Mets. Quote, it was definitely a different clubhouse than I've ever been a part of. I'll say that. I don't think there were bad guys in there. I just don't think people meshed well together. His description of the Bronx, because remember, of course, he was DFA'd. He ends up signing with the Yankees. He just re-signed with the Yankees. He said, when I showed up to the Yankees, it was very noticeable how everyone was pulling on the same rope. Guys seemed to really like each other and fight for each other. There was a lot of chemistry in that clubhouse. That's not how it was with the Mets last season. Here's what I take out of all of this. And I know I've been accused by some of my fellow Met fans, some of my fellow Ricoers, of trying to turn a blind eye to clubhouse issues. It's not that I'm turning a blind eye to it. It's that I don't think it's the reason they lost. And I think that anytime you lose, we look at locker rooms and we look for reasons, when I think the reasons are right in front of us. But what I get from Paul Blackburn is that it was just a bunch of guys, maybe not that tight-knit, just guys who were different. Maybe they didn't go out to a lot of dinners together. Just a lot of guys who, kind of the description of Soto and Lindor, that they didn't dislike each other. They're very different. They're different guys. They're not going out to dinner every single night. And I don't really think that's a problem as long as guys are working their asses off. Now, the reputation of Marcus Semien, who Paul Blackburn was a teammate of and endorsed wholly, basically, how good he's going to be for that locker room. But the reputation that Semien has is that he works his tuchus off. And sometimes working hard makes others work hard. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's like any work environment. If somebody is grinding every day, you're almost going to feel embarrassed to not work as hard. Some may say that's the relationship between me and Sean Morash. He sees me grinding every day and is like, damn, I gotta work as hard as Evan. I'm kidding. Or I'm not kidding. No, I'm kidding. Partially kidding. But I will say this to the New York Post and everybody else. Can we stop with this? And I know I'm talking about it, so you can blame me and blame Hoff and blame the Rico. Well, you're talking about it. We host the Mets podcast. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Mets-related crap, even if I think it's stupid. We got to stop talking to every single person who even breathed around the 2025 Mets to basically say the same things in 50 different ways. It wasn't 2024. No kidding, it wasn't 2024. And if they can pitch better and get more clutch hits, it won't be like 2025 in 2026.
And get pitching too, for crying out loud.
Yes. Fix the baseball stuff and it'll all take care of itself. Any comments or thoughts, you can email us, thericob@gmail.com, thericob@gmail.com. Sunday night, it will be posted wherever you download your podcast. It will be also on YouTube, the Rico Rewatchable Game 6 of the 86 World Series. Thank you very much for listening, downloading, and subscribing to another edition of the Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.